Isaiah chapter 30. Woe to the recalcitrant sons, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not from me, and pour out a libation, but not with my spirit, so as to add sin upon sin, who are setting out to go down to Egypt, but they did not ask for my oracle, having decided to be strong in the stronghold of Pharaoh, and to put trust in the shadow of Egypt. But Pharaoh's stronghold will be something you will be ashamed of, and your trust in the shadow of Egypt will be to your disgrace. For his officers were in Zoan, and his envoys arrived in Hanes. Everyone became ashamed because of a people who did not benefit them. They were neither a help nor a benefit, but rather a matter of shame and ignominy as well. The burden of the animals of the south. In a distressed and troubled land, among them being the great lion and the old lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent, they will transport their wealth on the shoulder of ass colts and their treasure on the humps of camels to a people who will not benefit them. And Egypt will help in a vacuous and empty way, which is why I have called it Rahab Sits Still. So now, go and write it on a tablet with them present, and inscribe it in a book, so that it is there for the last day and in age-abiding perpetuity. For it is a rebellious people, dishonest sons, sons who are unwilling to heed the law of the Lord, who say to the seers, "Don't see," and to those who see visions, "Don't see righteous visions for us." Speak flatteries to us, see delusory visions, depart from the way, turn off from the path, remove the Holy One of Israel from our presence. That is why this is what the Holy One of Israel says. Since you have rejected these words, and trusted in oppression and deviousness, and relied on it, this iniquity will be ascribed to you like a breach about to fall, bulging out in a high wall, whose collapse comes all of a sudden. And he will break it, like the breaking of a shattered potter's jar. He will not show mercy, and in his act of shattering, not a shard will be found, which will be any use for taking fire from a burning mass, or drawing water from a cistern. For this is what my Lord the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. You will be saved with a return and rest. Your valour will be with quietness and confidence. But you were unwilling, and you said, "No, but rather we will flee on horseback." That is why you will flee. And you said, "We will ride on swift horses." That is why those who pursue you will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five, you will flee until you remain like a mast on the summit of a mountain, or like an ensign on a hill. And this is why the Lord will wait, so as to be gracious to you. And this is why he will arise to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him, for the people will dwell in Zion in Jerusalem, and you will certainly not weep. He will be very gracious at the sound of your crying out. When he hears it, he will answer you. And the Lord will give you bread of adversity and water of oppression, but your teachers will no longer be kept at a distance, and your eyes will see your teachers. And your ears will hear words behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," whenever you go off to the right or go off to the left. And you will defile the silver overlay of your idols, and the costume of your golden cast image. You will dispose of them like the discharge of a menstruating woman. "Away with you," you will say to it. And he will give rain for your seed which you will sow on the ground. And as for food, the produce of the land, it will be rich and fat. Your cattle will graze on that day on broad pasture land, and the oxen and the donkeys which till the ground will eat wholesome fodder, which has been winnowed with a winnowing fan or a winnowing shovel. And there will be on every high mountain and on every lofty hill streams, brooks of water, on the day of great slaughter, when towers fall. And the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be 7 times stronger, like 7 days' light, on the day when the Lord binds up the fracture of his people and heals the bruise of their blow. Behold, the name of the Lord is coming from afar. His anger is burning, and the burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is like a consuming fire. And his breath is like an overflowing stream, whose level comes up to the neck, to sift the nations with a sieve to separate the worthless, and a bridle in the jaws of the peoples, causing them to go astray. You will have a song, as on the night of sanctifying a festival, and joy in the heart, as when a person goes with a pipe, to come to the mount of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will have his majestic voice heard, and he will show how his arm comes down in raging anger and in the flame of a consuming fire, in a violent flood and a downpour and hailstones. For at the Lord's voice Assyria will slump, he will strike them with a rod, and every passage of the rod, as decreed, which the Lord will lay on them, will be with drums and with harps, and he will fight against them in tumultuous wars. For Topheth was set up in the former time, it was even prepared for the king. He has made it deep, he has made it wide. It is a pyre of fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of sulphur, burns in it.